Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Qatar to host emergency Arab Islamic summit to discuss situation following Israeli attack on Doha targeting Hamas. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrives in Israel to discuss war in Gaza as Israeli forces intensify operations in the city. Romania says Russian drone entered its airspace, second NATO country to experience such incursion this week. And in World Athletics Championships in Tokyo, American Melissa Jefferson Wooden in women's and Oblique Seville of Jamaica in men's section claimed record-breaking gold in the 100-meters race. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries are meeting in Doha tomorrow to rally support for Qatar in the wake of last week's Israeli attack targeting the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gulf state. The emergency summit bringing together members of the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation began with a meeting of foreign ministers today to discuss a draft resolution for tomorrow's summit. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman Majid Al-Ansar said tomorrow's summit meeting would consider a resolution on the Israeli attack on Qatar. The attack, which Hamas says killed five of its members but not its leadership, has prompted US-allied Gulf Arab states to close ranks, adding to strains in ties between the UAE and Israel. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia Al-Sudani will be attending the summit. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will also be in Doha, but his presence at the meeting is yet to be confirmed. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in Israel today following an Israeli airstrike in Doha targeting Hamas leaders. The strike drew international criticism, especially from Washington, which called it a unilateral move against a key ally. Rubio's visit comes as Israeli forces intensify operations in Gaza City, aiming to eliminate Hamas. Palestinian officials report that at least 30 residential buildings were destroyed and thousands displaced. Israel plans to seize the city where nearly a million Palestinians are sheltering. Rubio is expected to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss hostage negotiations and Gaza's reconstruction. Meanwhile, Arab states will convene an emergency summit in Qatar tomorrow to address the crisis. In the West Bank, Netanyahu signed a deal to expand settlements, drawing warnings from the UAE that it could jeopardize the Abraham Accords. Aid groups warn that a full Israeli takeover of Gaza City could worsen the humanitarian disaster. Romania has reported that a Russian drone entered its airspace, marking the second NATO country this week to experience such an incursion. The Romanian Ministry of Defense stated that Romanian fighter jets, which were already monitoring a Russian attack on Ukraine, tracked the drone near Ukraine's southern border. The Romanian Ministry of Defense clarified that its air force, using two F-16 jets, detected the Russian drone while monitoring the border with Ukraine. According to the ministry, the drone did not fly over populated areas and did not pose an immediate threat. However, Moscow has not yet responded to Romania's claims. Earlier this week, Poland reported drowning at least three Russian drones that had crossed into its airspace. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this story and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. More than 1 lakh people protesting against immigration marched through the United Kingdom's capital, London, yesterday in one of the country's biggest right-wing demonstration, with some protesters clashing with the police and wounding at least 26 officers. The United Kingdom protest was organized by far-right political activist Tommy Robinson. Counter-protesters also flocked to the British capital. We have a report.
The Metropolitan Police Service said on a social media that the reported attacks happened after demonstrators at the United Kingdom march breached a sterile area put in place to keep protesters and counter-protesters apart. Police officers were attacked with projectiles and assaulted during the protests. The service said 26 officers were injured in the clashes and 25 people were arrested. Home Secretary Shabana Mehboob condemned the attacks on officers, promising tough action against those involved. Assistant Commissioner Matt Twist, in a statement, condemned the attacks. Mr. Twist said their post-event investigation has begun and they are identifying those who were involved in the disorder and they can expect to face robust police action in the coming days and weeks. Demonstrators brandishing flags of the United Kingdom and England marched to Whitehall, the London district, where the Prime Minister and government departments reside. Tech billionaire Elon Musk also addressed Tommy Robinson's rally through video link, criticizing uncontrolled migration and calling for a change of government in the UK. Meanwhile, large crowds gathered for a counter-protest. Politicians, including the left-wing John McDonnell and Diane Abbott, gave speeches. Anita Anand, News Desk.
British boxing champion Ricky Hatton has been found dead at his home, aged 46. He was located by the police at his home in Gee Cross, Hyde, Greater Manchester. Officers reported they were contacted at 6:45 a.m. local time following a public alert this morning. The boxing community and its fans are left heartbroken at the news. Hatton's stellar career included world titles in two weight classes, light welterweight and welterweight. Hatton was a lifelong Manchester City supporter and a club has held a minute of appreciation for him at today's derby against Manchester United. Tributes are flooding in for the world champion boxer. In Mexico, 15 people were killed in an accident in Yucatan Peninsula yesterday. The mishap, which occurred on the highway between Merida and Campeche, killed passengers traveling in a trailer, a car and a taxi. Yucatan's governor, Joaquin Diaz Mena, in a social media post expressed solidarity and extended support to the affected families during this painful moment. Bangladesh's greatest voices in folk music, legendary singer Farida Parveen, passed away on Saturday night. Widely known as the Queen of Lalon Giti, Farida was 70. She had long been battling kidney complications and in recent weeks her health had deteriorated significantly. Lalon Shah is an icon of religious tolerance and secularism who is remembered for eternity for his rejection of all distinction of mankind based on caste and creed. Farida Parveen was one of the most popular vocalists and a leading exponent of Lalon songs in Bangladesh. The World Athletics Championships in Tokyo lit up with two unforgettable 100-meter finals as Melissa Jefferson Wooden of the United States and Oblique Sevile of Jamaica claimed gold in record-breaking fashion. Melissa Jefferson Wooden stormed to victory in the women's 100-meter finals, clocking 10.61 seconds, the fastest time ever recorded at a World Championships and the fourth fastest in history. The American sprinter outpaced a strong field with Tina Clayton of Jamaica finishing second in a personal best of 10.76 and Olympic champion Julian Alfred of St. Lucia taking bronze in 10.84. In men's, Oblique Sevilla delivered a stunning performance in the men's 100-meter final, winning gold in a personal best of 9.77 seconds. The Jamaican sprinter's victory marks the country's first world title in the event since Usain Bolt's triumph at the 2016 Rio Olympics. And in cricket, India restricted Pakistan to a total of 127 runs in their Group A match of the Asia Cup being held in Dubai. Chasing the target of 128, the men in blue were 46 for 2 in 4.3 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, India got off to a dream start against their arch rivals with Hardik Pandya striking early to remove Saim Ayub for a duck on just the second ball of the innings. Jasprit Bumrah kept the pressure on by dismissing Muhammad Harris in the very next over. Despite losing two early wickets, Pakistan mounted a brief fight back through Fakhar Zama and Aga Salman. However, Akshar Patel broke the momentum with two crucial wickets, dismissing both the set batters. Sahib Zada Farhan played a resilient knock, scoring 40 of 44 balls to keep Pakistan's hope alive. And in Women's Hockey Asia Cup Championship, India finished as runners-up after a 1-4 defeat to China. In the final at Hangzhou, China today, Navneet Kaur was the lone scorer for India, while Zixia Ou, Hongli, Meryong Zhou and Jiaqi Zhong scored for China. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Qatar to host emergency Arab Islamic Summit to discuss the situation following Israeli attack on Doha targeting Hamas. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrives in Israel to discuss war in Gaza as Israeli forces intensify operations in the city. Romania says Russian drone entered its airspace, second NATO country to experience such incursion this week. And in the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo, American Melissa Jefferson Wooden in women's and Oblique Sevile of Jamaica in the men's section claim record-breaking gold in the 100-meter race. And that concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.